This is Page of the Wind. It's the daily podcast where we read a page from Name of the Wind and then talk about it. This is page 98. She swatted at him playfully, and a thoughtful look crossed her face. Come to think of it, there was a night, about a dozen years ago, a man came to me. He bound me with kisses and chords of corded song. He robbed me of my virtue and stole me away. She paused. But he didn't have red hair. Couldn't be him. She smiled wickedly at my father, who appeared a little embarrassed. Then she kissed him. He kissed her back. That's how I like to remember them today. I snuck away with thoughts of the university dancing in my head. That's page 98. My name's Nick.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Jeremy.
Maybe she's telling the truth. Maybe there was a secret, sneaky, red-haired god who put a little bun in her belly.
Mm-hmm. No, she said that they weren't red-haired, so it couldn't have been him. That's the line.
No, she's talking about Arladin. So maybe there was a...
Yes, in this passage, she's talking about Arladin, but she says, but, you know, he didn't have red hair, it couldn't have been him, so there might have been a red-haired mystery man in her past.
But this is her giving as good as she gets, right? This is her also teasing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, and then they kiss and make up because they were never really fighting. Just
because your parents don't have red hair doesn't mean you're not going to have red hair.
Does make it much less likely. Because it's a recessive gene.
I suppose, but case in point.
Let the record show Jordana's pointing to her own red hair.
Yes, I suppose that is required.
Mm-hmm. This chapter ends. Chapter's ended.
Ends. Oh no, that's my thing.
I know. I'm not covering it.
I'm not going to steal your thing.
I'm just pointing something out. This chapter ends with a very ominous sentence.
That's how I like to remember them today.
Yeah, to me that speaks very much. Like that tells me right away they are doomed.
Doomed.
Doomed. Doomed. Yeah, that to me is very ominous. And it's a very sad way to bookend this otherwise very happy and interesting.
Yeah, if you didn't get the sense from the previous chapters that his parents were doomed, I think that line would really, you know.
Yeah, that line really drives it home. That said, upon first read, I did not see their death coming because apparently I don't have very good foresight.
I envy you, Jordana.
I know, I'm surprised by everything.
Yeah, I mean, on my first read, the first 120 or so pages were excruciating because I knew it was coming and I was waiting for the shoe to drop.
It's waiting for their doom.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us about the chapter title, Jordana?
And actually, I have other stuff before that.
Oh,
why don't you do that?
Just briefly. So he's saying, like, he left with, like, ideas of the university in his head. And to me, that line of the book sort of sounds like that one poem.
Visions of Sugar Plums?
Yes, that. See, you knew what I was talking about. You heard it, too.
Yeah, it was the night before Christmas.
Well, dancing.
Yes.
Visions of Sugar Plums danced in...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, it reminds me of Sugar Plums.
Maybe a bit of a cliche.
Yeah.
I don't know, I like it. It's also, it's a very childish thing to think, like, it's a whimsical, lighthearted, young at heart sort of thought.
And it's the right word there, but it does remind one of that Christmas poem. I think that there's a lot of music in his mom's line. He bound me with, there was a night about a dozen years ago, a man came to me, he bound me with kisses and chords of corded song. He robbed me of my virtue and stole me away. Like,
it sounds like it should be a song, yeah.
There's music, especially chords of corded song is some great consonation.
Is consonation sort of like alliteration but different?
Yes. It's consonation, I mean, this is actually alliteration, but consonation is when it happens in like the middle of a word rather than at the beginning.
Ah, very interesting.
And when it's consonants as opposed to vowel sounds.
Alliteration doesn't have to be with vowel sounds.
No, it doesn't, but consonants is specifically...
In this situation, it's actually alliteration, is what Jeremy's saying.
Okay. Now I'm ready for the end of the chapter. Everybody else ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So this chapter's name was Puzzle Pieces Fitting. And I'm not sure that I like it.
Why is that?
I just... It seems sort of plain and sort of...
Well, it does describe what happens in this chapter. So the puzzle pieces of the Chandrian are starting to come together as Arladin picks Ben's brain.
Mm-hmm.
The puzzle pieces of what Quoth is going to do, what he's been doing with Ben, what Ben wants for him, and what he's going to end up doing are starting to come together.
That's true.
And he also literally says, I learned this thing, it had fallen into place like a puzzle piece fitting.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's
what you say that?
It says that on the first page of the chapter.
That's why
we commented on it a week ago.
That's why I'm thinking that, whatchamacallit? That's why I'm thinking that it was cliches, because I didn't realize it was in the chapter. And I'm like, oh no, puzzle piece is fitting. It's just such a common idea. But now it makes sense that it was, because it was in the first page. So actually, you know what? I take that back.
You like it now? It's good now?
Yeah. Also, do I get a piece of crow pie for that?
You'll get a little thin slice.
Okay.
We'll wait for you to make a big mistake
before we
do a whole pie.
A talon.
Flipping back to the beginning, this page is bookended on both ends by ominous passages.
Do tell.
Well, the beginning of it speaks about the end of innocence. When we are children, we seldom think of the future. This innocence leaves us free to enjoy ourselves as few adults can. The day we fret about the future is the day we leave our childhood behind. And it ends with him talking about how he likes to remember his parents. That, to me, says that this is one of his last happy memories.
Mm-hmm. And not that they were fretting, but the chapter also ends with them talking about the future.
That's also a thing that is true. They're talking about his future, something that he hasn't really thought about.
Good point. Maybe now is when he starts to think about his future. Mm-hmm. And now is when his childhood ends, maybe.
Well, it's about to.
Wow. Heavy stuff.
Yep. I also think that not only is this a kind of like a, maybe not a mic drop, but it's definitely a very ominous line to end a chapter on, I also believe it is an ominous line to go back to the frame narrative, because we're about to go back to the frame narrative. We're exiting the story soon, and for us to be exiting the story on something like that is very memorable and also very like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, it's not just the end of a chapter, it's like the end of like a sort of a sequence of scenes or like a section of a larger section of the book.
Yeah.
Will this be the first time we've gone back to the frame?
Yep.
Yes.
How exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Shall we get right to it?
Let's get right to it.
All
right.
Thank you all for listening. Maybe we can do some housekeeping because it's been a short episode.
Sounds good. So let's keep some house. First of all, we are proud members of the Dork Shelf Podcast Network. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/pageofthewind. Where you can get lots of exciting art and bonus episodes from us. And we want to hear your ideas for what you want to see from bonus episodes. So you can
put it on the Patreon, or you can email us at pageofthewind@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Page of the Wind.
And if you would like to support us and also get yourself something nice, you can get some of our merch at jordanaheeny.threadless.com. Go to the collection called Page of the Wind and you will find all of our fun Page of the Wind merch.
You can put it on a bag. You can put it on your swag.
Oh.
You can have it on a mug. You could put it on a jug.
I don't know. Put it on a shirt or
print it on your yurt.
For our one listener in Mongolia.
They don't live in yurts, do they?
Yeah, that's where they were invented.
I know, but I don't think they still live in yurts. I feel like
somebody does.
Yeah, but I feel like they're more common not in Mongolia now.
Let's take this conversation offline. Thank you for listening, everybody. You are great, and we are Page of the Wind. We'll see you tomorrow for another fantastic episode.